Hey, stranger. Hello to everyone listening. My name is Thoraya. This is the Hey Stranger podcast. And before we start, let me set the scene for you. I'm currently sitting in a chair at my local park, which also happens to be one of the biggest tourist attractions in my city. Across from me is an empty chair, and on today's and every episode, that empty chair will be filled one by one by people of different backgrounds, mindsets, and walks of life. The only criteria is that they are a stranger. All right, so you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, first of all, do you mind telling us what your name is on camera?
Yeah, for sure. My name is Neville.
All right, sweet. So what my podcast is about is I just go to the park and try to get to know strangers as best as possible.
Okay, cool.
So it might feel like we're moving a little fast with the question, but that's done on purpose.
Okay, cool. As long as I don't feel interrogated, I'm good.
Yeah, if there's any question I ask and you're like, hey, I don't feel comfortable answering this, then let me know. All right, sweet. So we'll just kind of get right into it. Just to kind of paint the picture for us, how old are you? Where are you from? Where are you living now?
I'm 25 years old.
Okay.
I was born in New Jersey, Plainfield, and I'm living in Hillcrest, San Diego now.
Okay. And what's one thing you wish people knew about you?
That's a great question. I feel like I wish people knew that I have patience, you know what I'm saying? And I wish they also had patience with me as well.
What do you do?
Right now I'm a PTP reviewer. So something I don't want to do. I've been kind of thinking about, like, you know, psychology for a while.
Okay.
I'm in school for psychology. However, I don't know if I want even to do that anymore. You
know? It's okay. You're 25.
Right.
And it's like...
I feel so late, though. Yeesh.
It's not.
Girl,
right?
I feel like they've been asking me what I should do since elementary.
I know,
like,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Astronaut, you know? I got to think of so quick, you know?
Right. Let's get a little bit deeper now. I have another question for you. Do you have any secrets you'd be willing to share with us?
Secrets?
Yeah.
Plenty. Okay. I guess a big secret about me is that, like, I could be... Oh, no. Really, I want to say insecurity is a secret, but, like, sometimes the way I come across with people, like, they've always told me, like, I'm confident or, like, you know, I'm social and everything like that. But, like, when I go home, you know, like, it's, like, it's different sometimes. Like, I feel like my biggest secret is being, like, afraid, you know? But I don't want to ever sometimes share that with everybody that I meet, you know, like, strangers and everything.
Yeah.
Like, because almost sounds like, oh, he's fishing for compliments or he just wants something, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. Like, that plays in my mind, you know? Even though I'll share it with my close friends and everything like that, but it's, like, holding on to, like, really thinking that even sometimes I really feel like I'm a narcissist,
really?
You know? Yeah, like, I feel like I'm a narcissist and, like, people around me are narcissists, feeding my narcissism, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean by that?
So,
can you explain?
For sure. So I feel like... there's certain things that, like, I think about, like, if I deserve something that's tapping into, like, my ego, that I'm just feeding an ego, right?
Okay.
I've definitely had somebody tell me that, like, I am a narcissist, one individual, right? And it played in my head. It really played in my head. I'm like, okay, I fit certain things as a narcissist. I'm taking narcissist tests. I'm taking narcissist, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to therapy thinking that I'm a narcissist, you know? And, like... I don't know. Sometimes I even feel like I am, you know? Like, I feel like I'm a narcissist.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can you explain, I generally know what it means to be a narcissist, but can you say, like, which parts of that align with you?
Yeah, I feel like there's been in the past where I've obviously thought about myself, but I've been very stubborn, or there's been times where I've been manipulative, you know, like, where if I feel like I'm wronged in a situation, then I deserve to be, like, I need to, like, get back at that person. Uh-huh. Or, like, be petty. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. There's a pettiness that I could carry about myself, right? I feel like I make everything about myself, you know? Like I said earlier, you know, like, oh, girl, I love talking about myself. You know what I'm saying? There's a sense of, like, I feel like I have this sense of, like, oh, it's just all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, dude, you know? And is it, am I masking it, trying to be, like, nice to people or, like, trying to, like, I don't know, have normal and casual conversations? And it's, like, I don't know.
Well, is it, like, the biggest thing about a narcissist is they never realize they are a narcissist?
Yeah, but, like, I feel like, isn't there a narcissist that knows that they're a narcissist? There has to be. Like, I feel like there has to be a narcissist who knows they're a narcissist.
I don't know. I don't get that vibe from you. I think it's different. Like, you're just, when you said to me, like, earlier, like, oh, yeah, like, I love talking about me, like, not, like, an ounce of, oh, my gosh, this guy's a narcissist crossed my mind. It was just, like, I was like, damn, this guy has a really cool personality. Like, I'm so glad he's going to be on my podcast.
Yeah, but you saying that, it's like, oh, feeds my ego.
Well, you're human. You're human.
You know?
I think you're mistaking being human with being a narcissist.
That's my secret.
But, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I've looked into narcissism too much.
And, like, I wonder, I've always been, like, aware that we have selfishness, you know what I'm saying? Especially when we make boundaries and, you know, mm-hmm. we want to set certain things with people and what we want and what we feel as though that is right for us and everything. And it's, like, in my head, it's, like, okay, everybody else can have it, but you can struggle with it. You know, you struggle with that. Struggle with that juggling, you know? Are you really working on yourself in order for you to be a better person, you know? And I feel like I struggle with that bull crap. Can I cuss?
Yeah.
Bull all day. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Do y'all cut it out?
Bleep it.
You bleep it?
Yeah. I leave it on the audio, but not on the YouTube one. Because YouTube...
Oh, yeah. They're on... Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Dang. So, you said that one person has said it to you before?
Mm-hmm. Almost felt like it fit a mold.
What do you mean?
Like, it fit.
It wasn't, like, shocking to you? It was like, oh...
Shit, maybe he's right. You know what I'm saying? You know, my therapist didn't say it. She's like, you're here asking me if you're a narcissist? This doesn't add up. She's like, this doesn't add up. What is wrong? Tell me what's going on with something different, you know, and everything. I'm like, okay, childhood, talk about childhood, this and that. She's like, you're not a narcissist. And I'm like... But I've been thinking about, I'm here for myself, aren't I? I'm here for myself, aren't I? Like, am I thinking about myself? Am I not? You know? But I don't know. And the thing is, it's because I've hurt people in the past. I think that's where that also fits that title. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've hurt people in the past. I've been stubborn. I've been argumentative. I've gotten aggressive. You know what I'm saying? I yelled. I've been in a way where I've been, you know, not okay, you know what I'm saying? And we could say it's human and everything, but, like, knowing that I hurt people is kind of like, you know, and this is another reason why I think too, it's like sometimes I'm not worried about the other person forgiving them, me. Uh-huh. I'm more worried about, like, me forgiving myself, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And it's like, yeah, I can live without forgiveness because nobody has to forgive me, you know what I'm saying? Nobody has to forgive me, just like I don't have to forgive anybody else, you know. I can move past it and everything. I am a forgiving person. I know how to kind of just, you know, understand what this individual is kind of going through.
But you struggle with not being able to forgive yourself.
Yes.
Are you taking steps towards, like, let's say you are a narcissist, which I still don't think you are. But let's say you are, and that maybe you have hurt a lot of people. And you have parts of you that you struggle with. Do you work on it? Do you try to improve it?
Absolutely. I feel like there's a part of me where I've always said to myself, like, you know, I don't want to be who I was yesterday. I want to be better tomorrow. You know? And if I could learn something from today, yesterday, and everything, then, you know, as long as I'm not doing it again to another person, you know what I'm saying, then I'm okay, you know? But it's almost just living with the guilt, living with almost, with all whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I ain't killing people. I just want to tell you. I'm not, you know, straight out fighting, you know, or nothing like that. But
let's make things a little. Let's ease back into lightheartedness. I appreciate you. I appreciate all of that. Seriously, like that's what my podcast is all about.
Period. Okay, I like that. I like that.
But I'm also. This is my favorite question to ask people. I meet a lot of strangers, so I meet so many interesting people. But I like meeting strangers that I meet. I like asking strangers that I meet. Who's one stranger you still remember?
I can answer you. The other day, I had met a friend, or, you know, I met somebody, and he was like, hey, I parked illegally. We were meeting at the same art show or something, right? We were meeting up somewhere. And I had just met him, right? And he was like, hey, I parked somewhere. Let's carpool together. Can you drive my car? And I was like, we could just meet there. You know what I'm saying? We could just meet there. And yeah. For some reason, he was like, no, this, yeah. He's like, you know, I don't want to drive. Like, you know,
yeah.
Can you drive? And I was like, okay, sure, right? And I remember agreeing to it, but feeling so confused. I feel so confused as to why I did it, right?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I have a funny story to tell you. Okay, so it was like a situation like that again where I said yes to something. Like the same thing you did for that guy. Like I made excuses like, oh, they're probably not a bad person. They need my help. Right. So I was like on my way, minding my own business, like about to get this guy this ticket. And then this girl runs towards me with like a huge ass bag. I don't even know how she was carrying it. Like it probably weighed as much as me. Damn. It was a duffel bag. You couldn't even roll it. And she runs towards me. She's like, can you carry my bag? I was like, why?
Whole ass body to go. I know, oh my God.
It really could have been. I was like, why? She's like, I need to get to my train's gonna leave. I need you to help me get there. Could we both run? She's like, I need to get there. It's about to leave. I was like, all right. And I said yes. And as soon as I said yes, I was like, I probably shouldn't have said yes, but I did. Yeah, I don't know. It's like such a distinct feeling saying yes to things that you know. Like if my mom was here seeing me say yes to this,
she'd be like,
what are you getting yourself
especially
into?
Especially my father. If he found out that I was driving that boy's car like that,
right?
You know what I'm saying? He'd be like, are you an idiot? Like, you don't know why he was asking you to drive the car. You know what I'm saying? You don't know if he had narcotics, like, you know, whatever. He didn't have a license, and like the next time you pulled over, you get caught up. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mind didn't go there. You know, my mind went to like human being. You're a human being, and you're asking for help, and I should trust you. You know?
Yeah. I don't think you're a narcissist. I think that's the conclusion we're coming to end this podcast.
I am not a narcissist. That's my biggest secret.
Oh, man. I think that's a good way to end the podcast.
I hope y'all enjoyed the conversation. You know what I'm saying? I sure as hell did. You know what I'm saying? And thank you. I appreciate this. I appreciate this moment. And I appreciate anybody who's willing to share this, like, I don't know, amazing moment. I didn't see this day coming, you know, so hopefully it touches or reaches out, or, you know, shifts something, you know.
There you go, man. I appreciate you. You did a really good job. Thanks again for saying yes. Good job.
thank you. I appreciate you too.
And that is it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Before you go, I do have a huge favor to ask. Because my podcast is so new and there are so many amazing podcasts out there, the best way you can help me stand out and grow is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This podcast is available on other platforms as well, like Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and many others. So following and subscribing on there will help also, but again, the best thing you can do is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. I hope you'll consider doing it. To make it fun, I thought it would be cool for you all to answer the following question under hopefully a 5-star review. Who's one stranger you still remember? I'll read through all your answers, share some on my Instagram story. So if you want me to tag you, please make sure to include your Instagram handle as well. My Instagram handle is actually thor.aya. Thank you so much. I love you all, and we'll meet again next Tuesday.